Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another episode of With All Due Respect. And as my co-host usually says, the greatest radio show on the planet. And then I always chuckle because it's, I don't know if it's the greatest, but it is the fastest 30 minutes. Today, Jim Ellis is not going to be with us. I have a special guest. I will introduce him shortly. Jim Ellis is going to be doing some kind of video shoot where he's out on the West Coast. So he's got a good video gig. I'm holding down the fort today, and I'm excited. I'm fucking jazzed to have my I asked my business partner, Ed, to join us, and he said yes. So I'm excited to bring him on and have a conversation with him and talk some real estate and talk partnerships and have some fun. So before I introduce him, he's famously known as Eddie Lebo. He also, nickname is Big Brain, also the Schnedinator. He's also Steady Eddie, and he's got a really good business mind, and I'm going to bring him in now. So I'd like to welcome to the show my partner, Ed. Ed, you there?
I'm here. Rick, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. I have so many names, sometimes I just don't know which one to reply to because it gets confusing with all those labels. But I appreciate each and every one of them. I know.
What's the favorite one? What do I always call you?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many. But I got to tell you, today, I do have to tell you, my favorite one today, it does happen to be the Big Brain one, because I've spent virtually the entire day thinking today and immersed in spreadsheets, talking to our banking relationships and with the underwriter and trying to figure some technical finance things out. So I think today Big Brain is very fitting. So, and I apologize if it sounds a little pompous, but that's just how I feel.
No, man, own that shit. You got a big brain, and
you know,
I'm glad you
thank
were
you.
Mulling that stuff over. So just so everybody knows out there in the radio land, Ed's my business partner. Our business is a real estate investing company. We do buy and holds. We do flips. We do management. And what he was referencing is that, with the way we do our business is we call it the Burr concept. I mean, you know what's funny? I learned this with Matt yesterday doing that Bigger Pockets video. The Burr concept is buy, renovate, rent, and then refinance. So it's BRRR. Buy, renovate, rent, and refinance out. So that's pretty much what you were doing today as far as as far as the business. Won't you give us a little snapshot of what most lenders are looking for, or how to deal with a small lending institution? Because that's basically what we use.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I could talk a little bit about that. So small lending institutions, maybe let me start with the ones that are probably that usually take the longest and also, I mean, to me, the most straightforward, even though they're probably the most involved, and that is the local credit unions. I feel like the local credit unions that have a sort of a mandate to invest in the area where they're located are probably the best, I think, are often the best sources of funds for real estate investors in the area. And they also offer some of the most competitive interest rates. So they're very attractive from that perspective. However, they're also oftentimes very onerous to deal with. They are smaller. they're mandated by all sorts of federal regulations. A nonprofit credit union also has all sorts of additional hurdles that they have and reporting obligations. So they're very, very risk averse, shall we say. So the actual process, you know, and the paperwork involved and the vetting process is often lengthy and, you know, and somewhat challenging. So what a lot of folks, a lot of real estate investors have been doing, and we're also looking at as well, is something is dealing with the asset-based lenders. And that's a lot of these folks are handling the types of loans, the stated loans, the loans like sort of the no-income loans. What they do is they look at the assets themselves that you or your company is purchasing, and they try to assess the merits of those particular assets and try to determine, well, if that asset's performing, can it actually cover the cost of capital? And they do their lending based on that particular asset. Now, these asset-based lenders move much, much faster. The paperwork requirements are much less onerous. However, there is a flip side and a little bit of a downside. The downside is this. They don't often go out as long in the maturity scale. So whereas you can get a 5, 10, 15-year loan with a credit union, you may only get a 1, 2, or 3-year loan with some of these asset-based lenders. Also, yeah. The cost involved is sometimes, it does get somewhat prohibitive. They often charge you several points to initiate the loan. And also the actual interest rates themselves are quite high, you know, starting anywhere 7, 8, 9, 10% and higher. So, you know, it depends on what kind of real estate you're doing. If you're doing kind of short-term flipping, so you buy, renovate, you flip, those types of loans might work for you. However, as Rick mentioned, our primary business, we do that, but one of our core businesses is buying and holding. So we need a lender with a more aggressive cost of capital. So we're, you know, although we vet in a lot of these asset-based lenders, we still, we look much more favorably at the credit unions. But both are available. And, of course, there's always the traditional banking route. If your company's big enough you have enough in your portfolio that you could, you know, potentially package, you can go to the bigger banks, of course, also like the Chase and the Bank of America's, and deal with their commercial lending units. Cool. Of course, you know, a couple. If you really need capital, right? If you really need cash, Rick, and you know, and we've kind of been there where, you know, a great deal, a great opportunity presented itself to us, and we had to make a very, very quick decision. One could always go to private lenders. Now, as we know, private lenders charge a lot higher fees. Cost of capital might be higher. However, the beauty of those types of loans is they're usually very, very fast. Oftentimes, you can get a loan within only 48 hours, and that's a really, really fast turnaround. So one could always go to private lender route as well.
Yes.
And then work on refinancing that out at a later point, or, you know, selling the asset, paying back the loan. But I guess, in a nutshell, that's...
Mm-hmm. Well, there's one more option, too, which is hard money lending.
Right.
And that's like...
private.
Yeah, exactly. And that doesn't make any, you know, unless you have an amazing deal and it's going to be very short term.
Absolutely. You know? And you know what? When I said private money lending, what I actually meant, I was really referring to hard money lending.
Okay.
So I apologize. Yeah, I apologize. I misspoke. I was actually, you're absolutely right. I was referring to hard money lending. On the private capital side, you know, the terms are not as onerous, although they're probably more onerous than with an asset-based lender, and certainly more, you know, higher cost of capital than a credit union. But you're absolutely right, Rick. That's...
Cool. Awesome. So, why don't you let everybody know, like, what your background, like, where you came from? Because that's why I always call you the big brain, because you always had that, you always had that good financial background. So why don't you give us a little bit about, you know, what you did before you got out of the W-2 world and now immersed yourself into the world of real estate and entrepreneurship.
Happy to. So I do have a finance background. I worked in finance for for many years, and it was probably back in the early 2000s, maybe 2002, 2003, that I, while I was still working in finance, that I first learned of, well, really the real estate investing world and started learning about it, started dabbling in it. I bought my first several houses back in 2003, 2004, and also got started learning about development, and here we are now, you know, about 15 years later. You and I run a company that absolutely we invest in real estate, but I think we do much more than that as well, right? I mean, I truly believe there is, Rick, there is a higher purpose to what we do. I mean, we redevelop
sure.
properties in areas, you know, very blighted areas. You know, we give folks nice, clean, safe places to live. So yes, it is a for profit, but it is also very much a community benefit as well. I think the families in the area would much rather have a nice renovated tenanted house with tenants in it or folks in it rather than, you know, an empty house where, you know, wrong things could happen. So, I look at it kind of a win-win for multiple perspectives. And I think there's more to what we do than just investing. You know, there is a higher.
Yeah,
purpose.
Absolutely. I think we, you know, we provide a nice, you know, nice service. We provide very nice housing and I'm always pride ourselves on our service. You know, when people call for any kind of service, you know, the standard is it's a 24-hour callback. Most of the time they're called back within the hour. And most of the time the repair person's on site the same day. So, you know, not many management companies or real estate investors can say that. So we really, really, you know, make sure it's a priority to take care of our, our tenants and also, you know, safety's number one. So, it's great. So I'm just trying to, you know, I was sitting here today,
yeah.
I was thinking because of this, you know, just show when did I meet you? How long ago was
so,
that? Was that four, five,
sure,
six,
sure.
five, six, how many years?
So it's actually, believe it or not, it's been 7 years.
Wow.
And we bought our first property right around 7 years ago, Rick. And
wow.
I remember us looking at it, and I remember us talking about the whole project plan and, our plans going forward. That was back in 2010. In fact, it's almost time for me to archive those taxes. It's been right around 7 years. So after
wow.
this year's taxes, I can start archiving our first, our first returns finally, or
wow.
rather getting rid
That's
of
amazing.
Them because it's 7 years. Yep. Yep. So,
That's funny. Cause I thought it was five or six, but I can't believe it's seven. And you're talking about the property that we picked up in Hamilton, the first property.
That's right. Yep. Our first property in Hamilton. Yeah. The first, absolutely. Our next property was actually, and then we bought that property. We kind of got the proof of concept. It took a little bit. Our next property we purchased about a year and a half later, actually.
Wow.
But then, of course, we didn't just purchase our next property. We purchased our next five properties, and then we purchased another
yep.
five, and then another five after that, and then another five, and then, well, you get the picture. And here we are now.
I absolutely get the picture. Awesome. And then, so what is, you know, again, we're talking about, you know, the partnerships and doing like other partnerships outside of our partnership. So why don't you give us a little rundown on bringing in like equity partners and what that looks like and the benefits of that.
Sure. I could talk specifically about equity partners where, I could talk about our experience. Yeah, why don't I talk about kind of like what we've done and our experience, right? Because
yep.
there's a lot of different,
yep.
Iterations that this could take, but what we've done, is the following. I'll talk about a couple different structures that we currently employ. One of them where we did bring in an equity partner that kind of served as a little bit as a financing vehicle for us. The company already had money and our company already had assets, but we had an individual who came in that wanted to participate on the upside as well as get the the quarterly distributions from the income generated, but didn't really want to participate actively. So really just wanted to be sort of a behind the scenes investor. So we put a structure in place where this gentleman was able to finance the purchase of two additional assets for our company. We formed an LLC, and now the company is it's performing, it's operating. The assets are performing; they're generating revenue, and we distribute those revenues accordingly. And there, that's a structure. We sort of have a silent partner that contributed capital to the venture. We also have sort of another partnership where we're involved with another real estate investor that has her investment portfolio located in a different geographic area. However, she wanted exposure in the area where we were operating, so we were able to strike a joint venture, essentially, where we formed a joint entity and we purchased assets together. And it's a similar structure in that partner is more of a silent partner, but that partner is also it's a sophisticated investor. So the role that partner could play could potentially be much more involved if need be. So as we grow and as we scale up and we purchase more assets in that entity, I probably foresee that partner as becoming more involved in that particular structure. And I think that's what she wants as well. So we're just ramping that kind of structure up. So that's, there's various iterations and ways that one can do this. I mean, but that's sort of what we employed. And of course, there's also the models where, we've heard of investors kind of or buy and flip investors will partner up with sort of buy and hold. So flip with buy and hold. That way they both get exposure to each other's revenue model.
Cool.
Rick, did you want to talk about something that we're thinking about doing, or is that something?
Talk about anything we want. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. All right. Let's talk about it. Well, one of the things you just mentioned, and I think it's a real differentiating factor for us, and a really strong, a real strong suit for us is our, is our management and our customer service. And right now we're offering that service to, to our portfolio of companies. Of companies, and then the assets that those companies own, which is all the individual units that we own. Other investors that operate in our area have also taken note of our processes, right, Rick? A lot of these processes you've set up, a lot of these, systems. The response center, the wheel of handyman, kind of divvying out, responsibilities to different handyman and contractors that you utilize. So other investors have taken they've taken notice. They see it's an efficient process, and they would rather focus on their core business, whatever that might be, wholesaling, being brokers, what have you. So they don't really want to be in the management game. So now we've been talking to some other folks about potentially doing a joint venture where we could assist on the management side, which will allow us to essentially capitalize at the same time, scale up this strong core competency that we currently have. So I'm pretty excited about that. What are your thoughts on that?
We've been doing a lot of renovating and holding. So and we talked about this for a while, and it just seems like, there's an opportunity here. And so I'm excited to just, I'm open. You're always the one who, really analyzes it, which is good. And, I'm open to just jumping in and seeing what happens and going from there. And it looks like the way we're going to be able to do this. And it was good that we spoke about it, when we had an opportunity, after our meeting, But it seems like just so you know, before I forget, Wednesday's good. So after the auction,
okay,
we're good to go on the second discussion. So yeah, I'm excited. You know, there's, you know, and again, we're in business to, you know, I think the business for me is a lot, it gives me a lot of time, you know, but we're in it to make some money. And there's always, it's always positive when we look at other ways to, you know, to make revenue. So this is, I think, a good thing. You mentioned the systems, having good systems in place is always very important. And I think we have that. So it's good stuff. The question I wanted to ask you, and this is when I was doing the taping yesterday for Bigger Pockets, it seems like a lot of people are trying to find out, okay, so where do I get deals from? So why don't you speak about, you know, just you're going to be preaching to the choir, speaking to me, but tell everybody out there the different ways of getting deals, finding a flip, finding a rental, you know, because there's so many nowadays. So why don't you just run off with just a couple, and you can also speak to some of the stuff that we've done, you know,
Absolutely. I can mention, but as you said correctly, I mean, there's just so many different ways where you can source properties these days. There's so many different lists. There's so many different websites, and there's so many different mediums, including, I mean, why don't we start with just regular, you know, plain old-fashioned MLS? I mean, as much as...
Yep.
You know, we know not all listings are found through MLS. We know that a lot of distressed properties don't find their way to MLS. But nevertheless, I believe the MLS is still a very good source for deal flow. So, of course, the MLS, if you're plugged into your local wholesale network, I think that could be a very good channel for deals. Right, wholesalers are in touch with financial institutions as well as with their own, with the homeowners themselves that may want to sell. So that could be a good way to source deals. Of course, dealing with brokers, you know, there's a whole broker network. Going to investor events and networking. I mean, one never quite knows what's going on with folks out there. I mean, we've heard of, you know, all of a sudden we've heard of large players out there retiring or deciding to change their business, and whoever's sort of plugged into that network gets the benefit of, you know, first right of refusal, potentially, you know, good portfolios. There's a plethora of auction sites out there now.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
So there's a lot of, you know, auction sites that one could go to. I mean, there's of course sheriff sales and city auctions, and there's other methodologies of acquiring properties, and that is, via the tax lien process. So you buy tax liens. If ultimately those are not covered, then you have to go yourself through the foreclosure process or seek assistance in going through the foreclosure process and taking over assets in that respect. So there's really a lot. I'd say the most seamless way, the easiest way, is probably right from the comfort of your own office or bedroom or what have you, wherever your computer is, and that is using the auction sites. If you want real fast access to a lot of deal flow. Now, the downside to that is, of course, you may not have enough time to actually go and see the property. So you have to rely on the disclosures that a lot of these sites kind of give to you. So,
yeah, just so you know, yesterday,
just
speaking of the auction sites, because, you know, we had some luck with that. The rehab shoot that I was doing yesterday was an auction property, and they actually gave, Matt got the winning bid. Matt's a friend of ours, a fellow investor, and they allowed him to go in. They gave him, they let him do an inspection and gave him a couple days to either take it or not. So
right. That happens.
You know, yeah. So he rattled off a bunch of them. So we got it next week when we get together in town. We got to we got to, I'll text them, whatever, but there's a bunch other ones that I've never heard of, which I was like, you know,
okay.
But like you said, man, that seems to be the way things are going. Like, I know other investors that are doing the same thing. So It just seems to be, it's the best way to do it is from your pajamas in front of a computer instead of, you know, running around. The only potential downside is, you know, not getting, you get what you get. And
right,
it is what it is.
Get.
So sometimes you get, yeah, so sometimes you get a decent amount, sometimes you don't. So cool, man. So, I think that's good. You know, I'm, like I said, we just wanted to speak about a little real estate, you know, a little partnership stuff. And then now let's shift gears a little bit. We got 4 minutes left. How fast was that?
That was very fast. I wish it were longer. I could keep talking.
You know what? Me too. And you know what, Jim and I, every time we get to this point, we're like, son of a bitch. We're like, wish we had 15 more minutes, you know, whatever. But, and we're looking into that. There's the service that we use is Blog Talk Radio, and they actually have a pay. This is all free, by the way. So they have a pay service that you can get more time. But anyway, so what do you got on tap for the weekend? Anything good?
My weekends are not really weekends, Rick, because the kids have the kids have obligations. So we have swim teams and soccer games. So, my weekends are more like, I think, like Tuesday night, that's free and no one has anything. And every now and again, a Friday night, I get off. So that's about
that's
it for me.
Stuff.
How about yourself? But it'll be fun. It'll be fun to hang out with the family. How about yourself?
I don't know. Tomorrow night, I'm going to take my wife out for a little bit. Tonight, I'm just going to relax. I might get out a little bit, probably go get some coffee. Sunday depends on the weather, what I'm up to. So I'm going to let the weather, dictate for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm helping a guy move tomorrow. I'm helping one of the men on my men's team that we reference here, Mentor, Discover, Inspire.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to be at his house in Howell at 8 a.m. But, not a lot of, a lot of stuff. It just, so it's going to be quick and dirty and just in and out. But yeah, so that's what my plans are. And
cool.
Just so we can, we can do whatever we want on the show here. I just wanted to, just a little piece of business. So just letting you know that I think I said this earlier in the show, what Wednesday we're good to go after, what we're going to do for the auction. So Ed and I are just, we're not going to tell you where we're at because we don't want anybody crashing our party, but we are going to go, and see if we could get some more properties. And, so Wednesday we're going to do that. And after that, you and I can, or before that, we can check out that. And then after that, we can talk about that, the management piece. So that's when we're going to do that.
Yep.
So whenever
Excellent.
We're done over there,
Looking.
We can head back over there. Yeah, so I just want to remind everybody again that you are listening to With All Dude Respect. You can find us on Facebook. Just type in With All Dude, that's D-U-D-E, Respect, and just click to join. And, it's just dudes talking and sharing and hopefully having some fun and sharing some wisdom. Today was a great show. I appreciate what you brought to the show today, Ed, is very
thank you so much for having me.
Educational, and I'm very grateful to have you as my partner.
I appreciate it. Feelings are mutual. Thank you so much for having me. I'll speak less next time. I'll keep it brief.
No, man. No, this is a great show for me because I'm telling you, man, you're a natural. It was great. And like I said, it was a lot of good stuff, a lot of really important educational stuff. So,
excellent.
All right, so that's it, man. That's the show. So you have an amazing weekend, and I'm sure we'll catch up soon.
That sounds great. Thank you for having me. Look forward to being on again. Hint.
Yeah, excellent. All right, brother. Listen, have a great night. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
All right, bye.